A moratorium on the commercial hunting of whales has been in place for nearly 25 years, but that hasn't stopped Japan, Norway, and Iceland from killing more than 1,500 whales a year. Now, this week, the International Whaling Commission is meeting in Morocco. It's considering a compromise proposal that would legalize the killing of a smaller number of whales. And this may surprise you. Greenpeace, which is closely associated with the Save the Whales movement, might support the compromise. BBC Environment correspondent Richard Black is outside the meeting of the Whaling Commission in Agadir, Morocco. Richard, first of all, the Whaling Commission discussions are closed to all but commission members and delegates. What is your sense of what's going on, though, inside the hall right now, and the bait that's being kicked around?
The things that I've been able to pick up suggest things aren't going too well. The anti-whaling countries, of course, are most concerned about Japan's whaling in the Southern Ocean around Antarctica, and they want substantial reductions in that catch. They want to see really things tending towards zero. Japan is unwilling to go that far. It's willing to go down to a few hundred, but whether there can be a meeting of minds on this particular issue, I'm not too sure.
Some loud voices in the environmental movement, like Greenpeace, the World Wildlife Fund, and others, have said they're prepared to see commercial whaling resume if certain conditions are met. Do you see this as a major about-face for these groups, and what are people saying?
The broader coalition of conservation groups are tending to sort of coalesce around two positions. One says that the whaling moratorium is absolutely sacrosanct and the principle of it must be absolutely maintained. The other group, which includes Greenpeace, WWF and Pew, is saying, well, on the one hand, we completely agree with that. But on the other hand, you have to admit that although the whaling moratorium has been a fantastic thing for whale conservation, it isn't working in the case of the three countries that are hunting now. So we need to try something different. So what they're trying to do is to see whether it's possible to support this process of negotiations and bring out something which, far from ideal in their eyes, is better at least than the status quo. And the main things that they want really are to see a drastic phase down or phase out of Japan's whaling in the Southern Hemisphere. They want to see an agreement that whale meat would be restricted to domestic use. And then they want international regulation of the hunts that are going on with things like observers on boats and quotas set by the IWC's scientific committee rather than unilaterally by the countries concerned.
I'm wondering if you're hearing people within the environmental movement at this meeting talking about debate among environmentalists about this.
Oh, absolutely there is. You mentioned Greenpeace at the beginning, Marco. You think back to that organization's huge history, the whaling campaigns, or the anti-whaling campaigns, I should say, off the U.S. West Coast, the first ones against the Soviet fleet. All those expeditions to the Antarctic, it's something that, of course, is still very emblematic in the Greenpeace pantheon of environmental issues. And there's huge, huge debate going on about what is precisely the right way to go forward. Of course, the groups have far more in common in principle because they all want to see an end to commercial whaling. So it's really a question not so much of what the end goal they're looking for, but whether they think this sort of compromise deal could be a worthwhile step on the way there.
Finally, Richard, just how important is this meeting in Morocco in terms of the future of the world's whales?
I think you could make a case for saying it's the most important meeting on whaling since the 1982 one that decided there should be a global moratorium. So it would be a huge change. And whether governments, well, whether they can find the room to agree this, whether some of them are brave enough to try and find the room, because let's face it, a lot of them are going to cop a lot of flack from environmental groups if they do go through with this. We've got about 3 days left now. It's the end of a 2-year process, and I suspect we could be going right down to the wire.
Richard Black, a BBC Environment correspondent, speaking with us from just outside the meeting of the International Whaling Commission in Agadir, Morocco. Richard, thank you indeed.
My pleasure, Marco.